Gedyantif should be a Masliach Tu B'Av. And we don't know what that means. We didn't do the Nachshir on it, but it's okay. So we are continuing in the Haftarah of Parshas Ekev. We are in the Shevna Nechamta, the second Nechama of Yeshayahu for this time. And we are up to Pasuk. We got just up to Pasuk. Oh, no, we're not. We're to the first call, Mar Hashem. Right, Nechaf Beis. So it's impossible. There's no way that the Klal Yisrael are going to be able to return to Yerushalayim. That's not possible. And somehow it happens. The woman who all her children passed away, and she hasn't been married in years, and she's been wandering in exile, and all of a sudden she sees her children. Doesn't make sense. All her children passed away, and she hasn't been married since. And somehow her children are there, so that's going to be this return to Eretz Yisrael, return to Yerushalayim. The return to the Beis HaMikdash. The miracle of a nation staying alive physically, spiritually, and being able to return to their roots is something that's really unbelievable, unless you're a Ma'amin. Unless you're a Ma'amin and you believe in these Nevuos. Or if your eyes are open and you're seeing what's happening nowadays. So in Chav Beis, we say this how it's possible. Because Kol Amar Hashem Elokim, so says Hashem Elokim. Hine esa el goyim, right whenever you see Hashem over there, you notice the second time it says Hashem's name. What?
Why is it like that? Why don't you
just say Elokim? So first say what it is. So first, this Yud Kei Vav Kei is pronounced Elokim. If you notice the nakudos of it, of this word, are the nakudos of Elokim. And there's deep in Yanam. Really, Yud Kei Vav Kei isn't pronounced with shame adnos or shame elikos, right? It's not pronounced elikim, it's not pronounced amonai. How is it pronounced? Don't say it, right? It's a shame havaya, it's yud kei vav kei. But sometimes we will read it in different ways depending on, there are like deep, like, yanam al pi kabbalah here. Of why, usually at least superficially, regarding din and rachamim and Hashem's role in that. But over here, if we're already expressing yud kei vav kei, if we're already expressing shem adnus by saying, right, we say over here Hashem's name first, then when we say yud kei vav kei afterwards, we're going to interpret it as Elokim. Does that make sense? A little bit? Superficially? Okay, at least we understand the basic. So if you read this pasuk, you would say Hashem Elokim. So behold, I raise up to the nations my hand, and to the nations, to the peoples, I raise my banner. And they will bring your children, bechotzen, which. Farshim seems to say it's like either in the arms or at the corners of the garments, but like it's like a carrying with love that the nations are going to bring the Jewish people there. Uvenosayach al kasef tinasena, and they're going to carry your daughters on their shoulders. Seemingly a reference to the nations themselves actively returning the Nidchei Yisrael, the lost, scattered Jews of Eretz Yisrael, sorry, of Klal Yisrael are going to be returned to Eretz Yisrael by the Goyim and Anbiyamim. V'hoyu melachim omnayich v'sorsem menikosayach. And the kings are going to be your omen. Over here, that, right, an omen is a somewhat like someone who nurses somebody else, right? Who nurtures, who raises. V'sorsem menikosayach, and that's literally nursing, and their officers are going to be those who nurse you, the kings and officers of the goyim and the anim of the nations. They're going to be nurturing you, providing your needs. They're going to be caring for you and bringing you. Can you imagine? We had a little bit of a taste of this before Binyan Bayis Sheni, a little bit, where Koresh sends sends supplies and Dayovish, they send supplies and send all the Jewish people back, or they give permission for all the Jewish people back. Does anybody know how many Jews returned to Eretz Yisrael by Binyan Bayis Sheni? Any clue? Does anybody know the basics of that story? What happened? Yeah. Right. So it's the very end of Divrei Yomim. It's described in Ezra that there was a message going out to the world. Koresh was allowing the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael and to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. And so of the millions and millions of Jews who were around on the planet at the time, 43,000 Jews returned. It's a very, very small number. And they returned, and they had all these supplies, and they rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash, they rebuilt the walls of Yerushalayim. So this is going to be that, just on steroids. We're going to have everybody in all the countries are going to be sending Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be carrying them, they're going to be bringing chariots. Jewish people, by the way, who may not be so religious. We don't know. Meaning the nidchesha, the people who are scattered across the planet, who may not even know they're Jewish, but somehow they're going to be carried and brought forth, and the kings and the officers are going to be the nursemaids, and they're going to be like, you know, can I get you some water? Can I get you this? Can I get you that? And bringing the Jewish people back, you can imagine, especially. Hearing this at a time where kings were often, not only just like aloof, but very evil and merciless towards, enemy nations. And you have, or sometimes even their own nation. And now you have these kings and officers are going to be the ones that are going to be like tending to every need of the Jewish people as they return them to Eretz Yisrael. Apayim Eretz Yishtach Lulach. And faces are going to be bowing on the ground. Va'afar aglayach yilachechu. And the dust of your feet, yilachechu. They're going to lick it. They're going to be like, it's a sign of subjugation. You're like, no thank you. I'll take the other stuff. I don't need anyone licking the dust on my feet. You can keep your drinks to yourself. No one needs your COVID. V'yedat ki ani Hashem asher lo yevoshu kovai. And you're going to know that I am Hashem, and that the kovai, what's kaveh? Hope, right? Tikva. Lo yevoshu kovai, those who have hope in me, they're not going to be ashamed. We say something similar in Shoshanas Yaakov, right? So this is going to be the guarantee. You're going to see something miraculous. You're going to see your return to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to see. So also, how literal is this? It could be it's very literal. It could be that it's just a matter of Goyim supporting Aliyah and that kind of thing. Could be funds that go to Nefesh B'Nefesh. We don't know. It could be it's exactly literal. But either way, the message is going to be that via dat you're going to know Ki Ani Hashem Asher Levoshu Kavoy. You're going to know that I am Hashem, and if you have hope in me, you're not going to be embarrassed. At the end of the day, we're going to have the best I told you so in the world. That's Yeshayahu's promise. We're going to have a good I told you so. He asks, Hayukach mi gibor malkoach vim shvit tzadik yimaleit? Is it possible that somebody who, to take the malkoach, somebody who is captured, was taken, can you take them back from the gibor? If there's a gibor, there's a very powerful person who took a malkoach, who took somebody, is it possible to take it back? Vim shvit tzadik yimaleit? Is it possible that a captured tzadik will be able to escape? Is that possible? These things don't happen. Ki cho amar Hashem, gam shvit gibor yukach malkoach aritz yimaleit. Hashem says, also the captive in the hands of a gibor, yukach malkoach aritz yimaleit, and a malkoach, somebody who was taken from a powerful taker, he can also escape. And I'm going to fight your fights, and I will save your sons. Just one quick point. We're not going to discuss pshat in it now, because due to the time. But just to point out, as you're learning Navi and all of Tanakh, you should notice when the Lashon changes over here. Did anybody notice in Chav Dal and Chav Hey? You see any of the Lashonos changing? Something seeming to be inconsistent? Notice over there? Hayukach Gibor Malkoach Bim Shvid Tzadikim Malay Kicho Amar Hashem Gam Shvid Gibor Yukach Malkoach Aritzim Malay. Navaros? Late night. Okay. So, okay. Yeah, well, I think that in regarding the tense, it's speaking theoretically. Is it possible this could happen? Yeah, but you're saying inconsistent from the previous pieces? Okay. I'm saying internally inconsistent, but yeah, yeah. Malkoach. Okay, so we have a Gibor who took a Malkoach, right? Can we take the Malkoach from the Gibor? And then we have Yimaleit, this escaping. So there's a, can we take back and then can they escape? Now, the first thing we're taking from is the Gibor. And the second one we're taking, and we don't say who's the Yimaleit, who's the Tzaddik escaping from. And we say the Tzaddik is the Shvi. Then Hashem responds that the Shvi of the Gibor, the captive of the Gibor, Yukach, and the Malkoach is going to run away. Is that clear? It definitely wasn't expressed clearly, but it could be it's clear to you because you saw the pasuk inside. Right? So we switched from terms. We saw that originally we're talking about a Gibor who took a Malkoach. And is it possible to take that Gibor back from take that Malkoach back from the Gibor? And then the next time we say that there's the Shvi is by the Gibor, and we're trying to take him. And the Malkoach is the one who's trying to escape. As before, it was the Tzaddik who was trying to escape, not the Malkoach, the person who was taken. So if you notice inconsistencies like this, that's something to pick up on, that's something to, right, in the Chumash, often Kliyakar, we'll have a beautiful, beautiful explanation for some of those, and Navi, you check Malbim's Chazon Yeshayahu, he'll deal with those inconsistencies and blow your mind. He's absolutely incredible. We just don't have time for it now. Let's move on. Chavav v'achalti es monayech es b'saram v'chasim damam yishkarun, and I will feed your monayech. Also, when you're learning Navi, when you get to hard words, where's the first place you go? Not the Arshkol. Where's the first place you go? Metsudos, and Metsudos Sion in particular. He is our dictionary for life. So Manayach Inyan Kantor Vonas Dvarim Bechein Ger Glosana. So he says that it's a right, you don't have I know what you don't have in front of you, but Navi learning tip. He's going to be very important for that Metsudos Sion. Of course, Rashi always is if any questions ever, is you first go to Rashi. It's just, you know, we'll translate a lot of the harder words. So he says, Monayich is, and also, if he does, then you should not feel bad at all that you didn't know it. Because if he felt like he needed to say it, then you're like, okay, great, perfect. Also, you shouldn't feel bad either way. But chizik for yourself, you're like, so even Matthias Tzion thought it was worth mentioning this one. So the Monayach are people who oppress you. So I'm going to feed them es bisaram. I'm going to feed them their own flesh. The Chaosis demam yishkarun, and the Chaosis, Rashi says, is matak yayin, sweet wine. So, and like sweet wine, damam, their blood yishkarun, they're going to become drunk with. V'yadu chol basar keni Hashem oshiyich v'galich avir Yaakov, and all the flesh of the world will know that I am Hashem who saves you and who redeems you. Hashem is the Avir Yaakov, the mighty one of Yaakov. Okay, so we're going to discuss this pasuk for a little bit, and we'll end here with the new parak. But let's discuss what we notice in this pasuk. Again, Hashem says, I'm going to feed your oppressors their own flesh, and like wine, like sweet wine, they're going to drink their own blood and become drunk. And they will know that, and then everyone's going to know that I am Hashem who saves you, who redeems you, the Aver Yaakov. So does anybody notice anything about this pasuk? Does this pasuk or any parts of this pasuk make us think of anything? I'm going to chant it one more time. Again, I'm going to force feed your oppressors their own flesh. And like sweet wine, they're going to drink and become drunk with their own blood. And all flesh of the world will know that I am Hashem, your Savior, your Redeemer, the powerful one, the mighty one of Yaakov. Let me know this, yeah? Which part? Okay, interesting. So it seems to be a reference to Malchus Dan, that they're drinking blood. Okay, good, nice. Where do you see they're doing a little? Oh,
it's sweet.
So that indicates that they're doing it themselves. Interesting. Okay. So it could be that at first there's some sort of war that's forcing their hand, and then it's going to be something that they're going to be willingly doing, as we described in Sukkot. It could be, yeah?
It's also just reference any time that Hashem said, I'm going to, like, save you, because this is only talking about, like, we're clearly doing nothing in this like saving process. This is fully Hashem.
Okay, so we'll have to discuss that. We'll have to discuss what our role is.
Yeah,
I mean, for sure, Hashem is going to be the Moshiach, the Golech, the Avir Yaakov. It's going to clearly be there a lot from Hashem's end. There will be a responsibility from us. That's part of the Nechama and our role. But we did not discuss this today. So yeah, well, let's get it. Just two points I'll mention quickly. First of all, the mention of meat and wine. What recent thing does that recall? Meat and wine, or a lack thereof.
3 weeks.
Right, 9 days. So I mean, the issue of meat and wine during the 9 days came well after Yeshayahu's words. The Yeshayahu's words are prophetic, so it doesn't really matter. But there's just like a meat and wine that we hold back from in our avelus over the korban. And then there's going to be a meat and wine drinking, but their own meat and their own wine. So what it might connect to that. It might make us think of, you know, the undoing of our avelus, that they're going to be experiencing the meat and wine, but in a very not right way. Meaning I you know, much rather not have duggies than eat my own flesh, right? So sorry to be so graphic. It's so early in the morning, but that is that's my preference. So we kind of like look at our own situation. We don't have we didn't have meat. We don't have wine, but we'd rather not have our meat and not have our wine than to be eating our own flesh and then drinking our own blood and becoming drunk with it. So like everything that comes around goes around as well. Everything that goes around comes around. So they're going to get their meat and wine that they deprived us from through the Chorban. I mean, one more point. Yeah? Right. So the question is on Yeshayahu, why is he phrasing it like this? And I think there's more there, but one layer that I'm suggesting over here is that it's like the undoing. That it sounds like, oh, basar v'yayin, that sounds great, right? Basar and asis, that's great. That's meat and sweet wine, but even their meat and sweet wine is going to be, it's from the worst places. It's going to be right inappropriate and undesirable, typical source of simcha. And just one more point we'll mention, just a poetic piece again. She says that they're going to eat their own flesh, but then what does he say? Who's going to know that he is Hashem?
The world.
Yeah, how does he say the whole world?
All
what?
Flesh.
All flesh. Ah, so he goes back to this term. And we'll see this throughout Navi, and then throughout the especially Navi Macaronim, and the words of Yeshayahu, that he says that they're going to eat their own flesh, and then chol basar, and then all flesh is going to know. right? So that there's going to be this process. And through this process itself of them eating their own flesh, and there's more to discuss of what that might mean. We're not going to have time for it. Of what that might mean, that they're eating their own flesh. It sounds so strange. But through this, what's going to happen? The Yaduchol Basar, all flesh is going to know that I am Hashem. They're going to know that I'm the Moshech, the Goalech, the Avir Yaakov. They're going to know that through this eating of their own flesh, all flesh will realize. All the flesh is being eaten, all the flesh is not being eaten. They will realize and have that clarity. Ki ani Hashem Moshech, the Goalech, Avir Yaakov. May that be soon.